Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hey, everybody. It's my turn. It's Susan Pinsky. I'm here today on a special episode of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky with psychic medium Rebel Colby, who's in the house. She's looking good. It's summer, and we haven't done a show since April. So I got this random phone call from a guest who was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to come back on your show. And I said, absolutely. But first, you have to do this live podcast with Bob and Drew, because we really want to catch up with you there. And then we'll bring you over to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, and we'll have a barbecue with Colby because she wanted a free dinner. So
always what I won't do for some free food.
Colby's been in a soundproof booth the whole time we were doing this.
Yeah,
so she doesn't know who she's meeting.
I've been very quiet.
Yeah, she doesn't know who she's meeting.
Drew's here too. He's my co-host.
I'm the producer.
Prefer if he was on camera. No. But we've been working all day on a couple of other shows that were really, you know, we really dug deep on some stuff, as they would say in the podcast world. But first, I just wanted to say that I want to thank DrDrew.com and Hydrolite and all the sponsors that keep these podcasts going, and that we, you know, only really can do this. And if you visit DrDrew.com and join our sponsors in whatever banners are on there, also check out all the other podcasts that are there that Drew does. He's a very busy podcaster, and that's what I work on primarily, is keeping DrDrew.com alive. And I really love my psychic show, but I want to kind of educate people and not kind of freak everybody out who doesn't believe in this stuff. I just want you to see how it affects my life, and how these people are my friends, and they're super clairvoyant mediums. They don't know anything when they come into the room. They don't know anything about the guest. They don't know who's coming. Everything sort of comes to them through this spirit, so-called spirit, that Drew doesn't believe in. So I don't know if she's a mind reader or she's just, I don't know. She's able to do crazy stuff. Like this week, for example, we had a momentous experience in Drew's life, and she texted me right away and said, what's happening in October? And I said, well, I think you're picking up on something. So I found that to be really interesting, because then she immediately started chatting with my family about what was going on. And Drew was really intrigued by that as well, which I, in my daily life, you know, it's nice to get a phone call from you anyways. But when you're like, what's going on? Something's happening. I find that really random, but it happens. So maybe we'll touch on that a little bit after, you know, the guest. And then yesterday, I felt like this person's spirits were coming through my bathroom, flickering on lights and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're here. So Colby said she thought she was going to throw up because there's so much spirit in the room. So we'll just let her take over, and I'll let you kind of, you know, do your thing.
Yeah, there's a hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
There's a lot of spirit. So let me just try to hone in here. When I can, I'm really drawn to you first, if I can. And there's a woman in spirit, okay? And this definitely gives me a sense where there's a bit of aggression around her. Like, my fists are tight, and almost a little bit controlling is the feeling I'm getting. This makes me feel like this would be maybe like a mom, a mother, or a grandmother. But would you understand mom being in spirit? Does that make sense? Yes?
It does.
Thank you. Do you understand mom also wanting control? Like, she feels like she needed to have things work out a certain way. Does that make sense?
Possibly.
Okay. She gives me this feeling of like a slippery slope. So I just keep feeling like there's a constant slippery slope with her. Do you understand that as well? almost like she, I just feel like a sense, I'm just going to be really honest with what I get, okay?
Please.
She gives me this feeling of like almost disappointment where I feel like she kept trying to get things going, kept trying to do things, and it just kind of wasn't, like she couldn't get there. Like I just feel like there's a sense of being disappointed, not fully like, oh my goodness, this is all working out. There's definitely like an imbalance there. That's what I keep picking up on.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay. There's a feeling too. Do you understand? Liz or Elizabeth, or that just came, name came in. So for someone in the living or in spirit, that could also be a middle name. Do you understand the connection to that name? Liz or Elizabeth. Doesn't have to be her. Can just be someone in the living, because she recognizes the name Liz or Elizabeth.
I don't think so.
Would you understand, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Would you understand a Liz or Elizabeth, a connection to that name in spirit?
No.
It's got to be. All right, I'll leave it with you. And then if it makes sense in a moment, you just bring it forward, okay?
Wasn't Betty Elizabeth?
Because it gives me the...
What's your great-grandmother's name?
Bess.
That was short for Elizabeth.
We were talking about her great grandmother earlier.
No, actually, no. My great grandmother was not Elizabeth, or no.
Okay.
And it was such a Jewish name; it has nothing to do with it. I promise you.
Okay, but you don't know the. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, unless Bess is Beth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
maybe.
Yeah, but do you understand?
Yeah, Bess, I understand.
Okay,
but not
thank you.
Beth, but it's close.
I was thinking.
Sorry.
All right, we're going to have to work
is
a little more together here.
No, it's okay. I mean, sometimes.
I was thinking about your great grandmother or something.
Okay, thank you. There's just this feeling, and would you understand this with her? And obviously, she's in spirit because mom gives me a sense of being with her as well, okay?
Yes.
There's also this sense where. I don't know. It's almost like I see you. There's a father in spirit as well. You understand dad being in spirit. Does that make sense as well? Okay, because dad also steps through. And would you also understand a woman who's either a sister or like a sister for you as well being in spirit? Do you understand that? Because she's not too far from your age and she's in the spirit world. Okay, thank you. Because they show me that they're...
It took me a second, but yeah.
Okay, because they show me that they're all together.
Interesting.
There's just this feeling around where... I feel like there's an unexpected taking out, unexpected turn of events that gives me a feeling around the passing of the woman. Do you understand
Of the younger woman,
yes.
Of the sister?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, 'cause
I feel like,
yep.
I feel like it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely not a chance to say goodbye.
Correct.
There's also something where I feel like perhaps fighting for her life. Do you understand that around the passing as well? Okay, thank you. She gives me a feeling of there seems to be – I'll just give you what I'm getting, but it seems to be a bit of violence around this passing as well. Do you understand that? And I just feel like maybe perhaps somebody else is responsible for this passing because it feels like she's a victim of this. Do you understand that? Okay.
Absolutely.
Would you understand that she says I'm murdered? I don't know. Would that understand that around that as well?
Yeah, I mean, not technically, but sort of.
Yeah, it's very quick. And
it was an involuntary murder.
Okay.
It was a car accident.
Okay, but it makes me feel like that person, though, either I don't want to accuse that person.
He did go to jail for involuntary murder.
Thank you. See?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
He did. It was a drunk driving.
I was just
going to
say he was under the influence because she says
as was she, and she made the choice not to drive, letting this guy drive instead.
Okay, so she lets us. She's acknowledging this and she's talking about it. Okay, but I also know that it's. I just want to kind of. She says it. She goes. It was so quick. I don't want anyone to worry about me. You know. But there's also this feeling too. I feel like she's talking about a daughter. Would you understand her having a daughter?
Oh, yes.
Because she wants to recognize the daughter and talk about the daughter. And she also gives me the feeling where it was hard. Like, I feel like everybody had to kind of come in around this daughter. And I feel like this daughter really struggled, obviously without her mom. But I feel like this daughter ended up, like, I feel like she's okay. Like, she's older now because mm-hmm. it feels like this has been some time.
Yes.
And she feels like she's okay, but I feel like it was a bit of a struggle, you know, yeah. for her, but she feels okay now, right?
Absolutely, yep.
I even get the feeling that this may have been so long ago that now she is married or she's in a relationship. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. God is calling. Give us a second.
Yeah, and she's actually has a daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She has a child.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Making me a great aunt.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There you go. I was getting ready to say that she knows about this grandbaby.
Of course she does.
Can I ask the grandbaby's name?
Oh, my God. I'm blanking on it.
Okay.
Of course I can't think of
that's
her
okay.
name.
Is it Elizabeth?
I was going to say, does it start with an L? That's why I asked. Okay. Okay.
Jessica is the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of this baby's name right now? I can't think of
that. That's okay.
Name.
That's okay. She lets us know that she knows about this grandbaby. There's also, she also gives me this sense that they're together. Okay. There's also mm-hmm. this feeling where your dad, can we talk? Would you have a connection to music? Do you understand a connection to music? Because I keep being told about music for you.
Yeah.
But this feels like it's music in a big way, like big stage music. Do you understand
yep.
that as well?
Yep.
Okay. Big.
How big?
Is this, like, in reference to the father?
It makes me feel like this is more mother. So big mama or something. Does you understand, like, either your mom loves music or she's on stage?
Because
there was something about a big mom. She's something like, I'm a big mama. So I don't know if she was big or she just saying she thought she was like all that.
Well, both,
big,
okay.
actually.
Like, yeah.
Okay, because she gives me this feeling of that. She gives me this feeling of a lot of pressure on her. But I feel like she liked what she was doing. She feels very passionate about this.
Oh, yeah.
She feels like... she just gives me this sense of, like, I almost feel like when she's on stage, she's like, I'm a whole different person. So it's almost like not a split personality, but there's, like, two sides to
sure,
it. You know what I mean? And I just feel like she would have even traveled, or there's definitely some sense of traveling.
She did.
But even I think she traveled even in one of those old 70s vans or something. Like, she just gives me the – would you understand that?
Sure.
Or did you 60s, have an old –
70s.
Yeah, did you know those vans with the little, like, sunflower – you
VW
know,
vans.
I know that's being a little cheesy.
I'm sure
but...
there was more than one of those around.
Okay, because I feel like she's showing me that, and she gives me the feeling of, like, even just going back to that, like, just – it started out small, but it feels she got big. You understand
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's also given me, I don't know why. You know, I don't know what the connection is to fall, but I just keep seeing leaves, like fall leaves. So would you understand a connection to fall?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I would.
Because there's something about that. She's also given me... She's
it's a charade, psychic charade.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I stop like agreeing with what you're saying, but something you're telling my story. It's hard to.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Well, and I'm telling it from her point of, like, things for her flashes, right? What she's giving.
Uh-huh.
But I gotta tell you, there is this feeling of a lot of love for you. Like, I just feel like there's like a. Something about separation, and I feel like either you didn't get to be around her or something, but I feel like she just wants to put her arms around you and say, oh my goodness, if I could do this again, I want you to know how much I would wrap you in my arms, you know? But I just feel like there's something about being torn away. Do you understand that?
I was very, very young when she passed away.
Okay. So. Well, she just gives me this feeling of, like, so much love for you. There's really this sense of so much joy, I feel like you brought her, even in that limited time, you know. But again, you got to know she watched you grow up. So I also feel like you are a bit of a sassy pants because she says, are you a sassy pants?
I hope
sarcastic.
So.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because she gives me a feeling of you sarcastic and maybe even like you tell like jokes that are sarcastic jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Or sarcastic sense of humor.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's also like this sense where your mom makes me feel like there's like a – how do I say this? Like, she's real strong. Like, I feel like she's a real strong kind of lady.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Strong personality.
Yeah, and I feel like she gives me, like, it's almost like a male kind of don't mess with me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And she says you got that, too. So it's like...
I would consider that a blessing if I did.
Yeah,
sure.
And she, like, kind of says, hey, you got that, too. But she also gives me... do you have two kids, can I ask?
I do.
Okay, because she wants to acknowledge your kids. They're her grandbabies, right?
Yep.
So she acknowledges her grandbabies. Do you mind? I'm kind of curious. Is it a boy and a girl? Can I ask? Okay, thanks. Okay, because thank you, because she acknowledges them.
I swear I didn't tell her anything.
I don't even know who you are yet, so we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
But there is this feeling around where...
Well, she already told you.
Oh.
In the beginning, she told you.
Who told you?
She said who she was.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, keep going.
Well, she gives me this feeling where you are... writing or supposed to be writing. So I feel like there's a feeling of a book or did you write a book, can I ask? Is that right? Or do you understand a book about her?
I started to, but I never finished it.
Oh, well, I believe you need to finish this, okay? Because it feels like maybe there's some things to come out of it. So
perhaps.
It feels like there's something around that. There's also this feeling where, I feel like there's something about, dad, real quick. I feel like dad also wants to just kind of put his little nose in here. Do you mind? And I just feel like there's a sense where, see, she wasn't around because she wasn't able to. He makes me feel like he just wasn't there or like I don't feel real nurturing from him. Do you understand that?
I didn't meet him until I was 20.
Got it. See, he wasn't there either, was he?
Yeah, you're right.
Because I feel like he wasn't, but it was more, I don't know. I feel like it was more by choice or someone's choice. And she makes me feel like it was more out of her choice to not be here.
Is she definitely
okay?
It was her choice to raise me alone.
Okay. There's just this feeling where I don't know. It just feels like he's got a lot of issues, or at least that's the kind of sense I keep getting. It doesn't feel clean to me.
It's not.
It's like feels like muddy, and it feels like there's lots of stuff going on. And I feel like even for like healthy boundaries, you really couldn't even be real close to him because I feel
I know that's incredibly accurate.
Because it feels like it would have been very toxic.
When I did find him and met him, he was incredibly toxic.
It feels like, too.
Horrible.
Can I ask if there's a connection to substance abuse with him? Would you understand that?
Okay.
Because I keep getting that around.
Alcohol, not substance.
I got alcohol,
per se.
Too.
It was more alcohol.
I got alcohol as well.
Oh, cigarettes. So that could be substance, I guess.
It was more alcohol for sure.
Yeah.
And not clear liquid, golden liquid. So he just feels like he drank a lot.
He did.
There's just this feeling where, you kind of had to pull it really weird ways. Like there's a lot of ways where you almost had to raise yourself. Like there's just a lot of that going on.
Oh, yeah. That's entirely accurate.
And it just feels like for some reason your mom keeps talking about the writing. I feel like she would write. She just, a poem, something like that, because
yeah,
she keeps
I understand where she's going with that.
Okay. But anyhow, I let me see if there's anything else. Would you, can I ask though, did she have a heart attack? Because I keep, like, my heart just gets bad on me. Oh, so I don't mean to keep hitting my heart.
No, that's okay. Yes, yeah, she did have a heart attack. That's what, that was
she
what
just
she
goes
died
like,
of. In her sleep.
Yeah, it feels like she gave a lot of herself, I have to say. She feels like she had to give a lot of herself. And she gives me a sense of, I'll just be honest. Like, I feel like there's some, it was a struggle for her in some ways, because I feel like there was a lot of pressure on her to make other people happy. And I feel like she, even though she tried to stand in her own power and she did that in a really good way, I feel like there's just a lot where she was almost, I don't know if puppet is the right word, mm-hmm. but she just a puppet to other people. And I feel like she's like, you know, today they wouldn't do that. Today, it's almost like that's almost feels like that's her voice. Like, like there's a raspiness or this is what I want to do. Does that make sense around her voice?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, a Jewish woman from New York would probably have right around that same kind of.
Okay. I'm just also curious. At some point, did she have like long hair at some point, or do you not remember?
It was kind of long, I guess, just past her shoulders. Not necessarily like Cher or anything long.
That was really weird, because that's who I was thinking. I was just thinking Cher, so I don't know if she's giving me Cher as the sound of a voice or giving me Cher for some other reason. But there's some kind of, so I was thinking
frame
that the
of
hair.
Reference.
Yeah, I think that the hair was, she's just showing me this
maybe
hair.
She was a celebrity on those levels with Cher.
It feels like she is an icon in her own way. Maybe not that Cher icon, but an icon in her own way. Mm-hmm. That is so weird. I went to say the Beatles, but I saw the Beach Boys. So that's actually really odd. That's so weird. So I don't know if there's a connection to either. That's so weird.
Bob's like this.
I don't know if there's a connection
sure did.
to the Beach Boys, but would you understand
to that era?
Yeah, just to that kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's California vibe.
Yeah, that kind of, what is that called? California sunshine, a cold wintry day, or something like that. Does that make sense?
California Dreaming?
Is that what it is? Is that a Beach Boy song?
No.
Okay.
Not exactly.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Close enough, though.
That's what I hear. Okay. So.
That's the important part, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it's just pieces. It's just pieces. So sorry.
No,
sorry.
That's okay.
No. You actually just described a song that she sang.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so weird. I don't know. I just feel like I'm looking at a movie. So it's almost like she's showing me like a movie.
She's a lot younger than we are. So it's like, you know. It's...
Anyhow, I just feel like. I just feel
you did a great job.
Well, I feel like she got a lot of love
for
you.
She's here.
Oh, like you could. I couldn't even sit down. Like you told me. I was like, oh, I want to throw.
She was in
here. It's like, look, can I show you my fingertips? Okay, watch. Ready? No.
It was so cold.
Uh-huh, but look at me. I'm warm.
I know. Every time you reach over and touch me, you're like, oh my gosh, her hands are like
Yeah, the
ice.
Fingertips get real cold.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
So that's strange. Mm-hmm. So there, this woman had a connection with
That's
with
what
Buff.
It feels like, too. I was just going to say, I feel like you know her as well. So you would know her as well. Does that make sense?
Well, in certain ways, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows her.
Oh, okay.
Well, but Bob had a special connection, so.
Maybe...
Go ahead. Let Colby talk.
Okay.
Well, it makes me, I don't know. I feel like you would have known her, though. Like, in the physical world, you would have known her. Does that make sense?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, because it feels like the same circuits. So that's what she's also giving, the same circuits. And there just gives this feeling where, I don't know. I know this is so, no, I can't, whatever. I don't know how it makes sense, but she says she saved your life. So I have no clue even how that connects, but.
Huh. Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Can I ask, was there a point when, was there a point when you, that you can recall that you're on a floor and just
always
like, but I feel like there's a feeling of being like, and I feel like you hear her, either her music is on or you hear her. And I just feel like she's like, I was there.
Yeah. I just feel connected to what you're talking about. Always have my whole life.
Okay.
I'm wearing a Brian Wilson t-shirt.
Oh, that's the beach. Oh, is that the beach? I mean, the Beach Boys. See, I don't even look at that. Is that one of them?
Yes, the main one.
Oh, that's Brian.
Some would say the only one.
Well, that is Brian.
Depends on who you talk
that
to.
That I know. Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
That's so funny.
Is at that time. This is a health food store at Sunset and Fairfax where he's just walked in his bathrobe to go get some health food stuff.
That's very cool.
That's the health food store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did everybody else know
I think
who
he
that
owned
is?
That at
I
one
think
point.
So, too.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know who that – okay.
But, yes, I'm connected – yes. You could say physically music
– say well, let, I let say her, okay. Let her tell you.
She's going to tell you the
She'll
rest.
Tell you the rest.
Yeah, I just – I don't know. I feel like there's a connection where there's a almost like a work connection. So something, just this feeling of her being around you and her working with you.
Her mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a feeling of.
Well, there's some things we don't know. Maybe you could straighten out from the other spirit world.
Well, then you have to ask me. But she gives me this feeling of. Well, I don't want to make things. Do you know if she had? Can I say this? Do you know if she had an affair or like a
God, I hope she did.
Or is she?
I hope so.
Oh no, I hope not. Where she's going? Well,
Owen sort of Owen hinted at that. Just so you know.
Oh, holy moly! Right here on Calling Out.
Oh my God!
No. I don't know. There's something about.
Free
fathers,
yeah.
Free love, Bob.
And I don't want to get. I don't know, but there was something about that, and then this. I don't really know because she said she's your mama. So
she said what?
She doesn't want to say it in front of her daughter.
She said what?
She's your mama.
Yeah, I'm your mama.
Is she? Like, is she talking about in reference to my father?
What do you mean? Sorry.
An affair in reference
to
my father?
You know, I just don't feel like I want
to. No, it's okay. It's they weren't married. They weren't married. They weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend.
It just.
It was a
one
night stand.
This is a receptive audience to all of this.
Okay.
Because they've been trying to make sense of this for a long time. I think you're onto it.
There just feels like there's something illicit not illegal, but illicit or scandalous. And we have to keep it a secret. And I feel like there's something about that.
Right.
But I don't know why the Brian keeps coming back in. I don't know if there's a connection that way, but I just feel like there's this feeling of like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Well, there's a lot of secrecy on my end, however you want to frame that. A lot of secrecy and lies.
But
and
you
deceit.
Just don't. But you don't. But you don't have. There's got to be something like. It's like there's something about the truth, and like there's some gem of the truth, you know, and you somehow know that. Like you're either firsthand in it. Like I don't think it's just by accident.
Yeah.
Maybe the pregnancy's by accident.
Yeah.
But the feeling around it is on purpose.
Right.
So there's got to be a connection. You never were with her. I don't know the age range. So you were never.
No. But I think you're getting on to something. If it's about sex, there was a lot of sex. There was a lot of sex going on every which way.
Okay, but it feels like there's
not
something...
involving me. I was 5 years old.
Yeah, but it feels like I almost feel like, have you done your ancestry? Mm-mm. Huh. There feels to be another, you don't know if there's another sibling or something along those lines that you're, or I don't want to create. See,
no,
this is like,
no.
You got to be responsible about this work.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, I don't know. I just don't want to.
I don't believe there is. I certainly don't see anywhere in the timeline that it would have been possible of my mom's life that she would have been able to have another child.
Okay, because it just feels like there's something like a secret.
What about your mom?
It's my mom. The secret is coming from my end.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Could your mom have had another kid?
She did have another kid after me, but not before. It was the first time she ever had sex, she had me.
Well, the secret was that you were her son and not her brother.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
There's a lot of secrecy.
Okay, it felt like there's like this big secret coming.
But what about the floor? Let's get back to the floor. Well, how did the floor come up?
Because
I feel a floor too.
Yeah, I don't know. All she did was just say...
You feel wood?
Yeah, wood floor.
I feel wood.
No, it's a wood floor, but she just shows you down. Almost like... Almost at the end. It's almost like... And it's like a lifeline. And she says, I'm the lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it... And so I feel like that is what's supposed to kind of pick you up and kind of carry you forward.
Right.
Almost like she's like saying, I picked them up.
Yeah, she always used to think that.
So, yeah. Well, that's what she still thinks it. She hasn't changed her mind.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
So I'm dying to know. Can we tell me yet?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
Oh.
You're the host.
You're the host.
I don't know. I mean, how do I deliver this properly? Okay. So Owen is the daughter of Mama Cass from the Mamas and the Papas.
Well, that's so funny because she said Big Mama.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And Bob, his mother used to live with Owen's mother at one time. So
and she was younger, probably 7 or 8 years younger. And the thing that I know that my mom...
Well, she must feel like she took care of you.
Well, she... I think her mom took care of my mom.
That's
whether there was ulterior motives or not. I think my mother told her mother the sad luck story of her having a child and having to give it away when her mother was pregnant with her is about the time frame.
Yeah, see, that makes sense, though, because I think I said something about giving, right? Or something. I think that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
But.
Right.
Huh. Well, we were wondering if maybe they were having an affair.
Yeah, it could have been. You never know. Because I don't know what year. It's either 66. It just depends on when that house was in full.
But I think the secret was probably more you not
being... The secret was me. And can you imagine, and Drew's also a part of this, he helped me understand what my mother went through, knowing that I'm living with her parents and I don't know that I'm her son.
Yeah.
That secret.
Yeah, that is a secret.
And that I never thought about what it was for her to go through life and then living with her mom, like what she would tell somebody like your mom. Like, I have a child that lives with my parents and he doesn't know I'm his mother.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's a lot of guilt to carry.
I never thought of it until Drew made me see things like that.
Yeah, and it just feels like there's almost like saving your life. It's almost looking at it that way, in a way, because I feel like in some way she felt like she was saving your life.
But then the floor, the hardwood floor, see, this is all, and we've talked a lot of, we're connected to a certain community, a certain geographic.
Okay.
And then I went back there to live and to be a musician, and I died many times on many hardwood floors all around those hills.
Okay.
3 different houses.
Wow.
And it always, I have that sense of wood.
Yeah.
A red house with wood.
Yes.
And how many times did you overdose?
Well, it was weird.
7 or 8 times.
I saw, you know, they showed me you on the floor, but then they showed that kind of white chalk outline that they show around the body.
Yeah.
And so that, but I obviously that's you're sitting me. Here, but I feel like that's what she was showing, but she kept saying, I saved you.
From
I saved
that.
You.
She always believed that she mm-hmm. saved me from that.
Your mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not mama. Nancy. Not Mama Cass, mm-mm. but your
mom. No, that's yeah. why we were getting confused. Mm-hmm. Yes, my yeah. mom always mm-hmm. thought that her love for me yes. saved me.
Yeah.
And then she became very religious, and yeah. she used to say that Jesus told her I was going to be okay.
See? Yeah, that's
right.
crazy.
Right.
Mm. Wow.
And I always thought it was crazy, much like Drew does.
yeah.
But can I ask you something that I was just talking to my wife about this last night, because she loves this sort of thing also. And she knows I'm a, you know, a questioner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a questioner.
But
too,
I was
though.
Just talking off the top of my head about it. I believe there is a collective
something.
Consciousness yeah. of and I hate to say it like this, but of goodwill,
uh-huh,
and of confusing will, what we would call bad will.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're describing her father. I know that I was that bad will. And then there are other people that just are a collection, like her mother, of goodwill. There's not a bad word said about her mother.
Right.
By anybody.
And by the way, you nailed the song, too.
Right.
The autumn song.
So,
leaves.
Yeah. All the leaves are brown is the first line
yeah.
from California Dreamin'.
But I think I said fall.
You
said
fall.
Yeah.
Leaves are brown. Fall.
So,
that's what she was singing about.
So,
she's singing about the fall, wishing she was in California.
But is it
that is
you,
so crazy.
Is it that you tap into that goodwill and it just gives you these images?
Yeah, I believe, you know, and it's a great...
Because certain people just vibrate goodwill.
Yeah, it's a really like, you can get a feeling. So
right.
Now,
what do you do when you somebody when it's awful will and it's the person
well, that's what,
seeking out?
But that's sometimes you can when you tune into someone's spirit and that energy, you can tell. Like with her dad, like it goes down. It goes ugh, and then I go, okay, this is what I'm dealing with, and I know it's like not yeah. high vibration. But when I was talking about her mom, I felt way higher vibration, like lifted.
Do you think that is, does it ever have anything to do with the duration that somebody's been passed on?
No. It usually has to do with the
actual person.
Yeah, the impression of their life. But what's really interesting is if someone's been gone a long time, like even though I'll get that hit of what your dad was like, that the lower vibration,
right.
If he's got an amendment or an apology or he's done some soul work, I'll be able to say, oh, but this is where he is now. But otherwise, I can't just say, oh my goodness, this guy is such a saint and he's so amazing and he loves you so much.
Right.
You'd be like, no.
Well, that's what they say at funerals all the time.
So you have to kind of go with what you know, they show me an impression, kind of this impression of what they
were
like.
What's your impression of my mother? What was your impression?
You know, I got to be honest. Your mom feels, I think there's a lot of things, obviously, she had to deal with, but she actually feels like a pretty good person. She doesn't
yeah.
feel like she feels like a good person. She feels a little lost, like she didn't.
Right.
I feel like she was very naive, I think, when she was younger. Like that's, but she doesn't feel like there's ill will behind her. Like I'm not getting this ill will behind
right.
who she is or what she's about.
Right.
I just think that there was a lot. She feels very limited in how she grew up. And I feel like in some of those ways, it feels like she didn't feel powerful to make her own life. Like she feels like she answered to people. At least at some part, she feels a little, I can't diagnose, but maybe Drew can, is a little codependent to me. There feels to be like a neediness there for her to want to be like okay, to want to be loved. But I feel
abused.
Like she feels like she is a good, she feels like, I got to tell you, she has got so much love for you.
I know.
And I feel like she had no intention of like trying to mess up your life. Like
no,
I really
I know.
Feel like
I know
she
that.
Really says, hey,
she did all right.
I, you know, I was, and I think to be honest, it feels like there was just so much guilt that is where she went to religion, because I feel like she was trying to make amends for these earlier choices that she couldn't take back.
Right.
But And I do feel like your grandparents who, you know, raised you, I feel like I don't know, and if you do know, validate, but I don't want to create.
Right.
But I almost feel like there's pressure from them. Right. Where they made her feel like, hey, you have to do this. Yeah. Like, you're not capable.
Go away.
Yeah, and it's almost like, so I feel like, again, when someone is like, she's like, okay, all right, you're right, okay. Like, it feels like, so in her mind, she also got messed up because I feel like, but I do know, like, she thought about you a lot. I do know, like,
always.
She
know
was, like, always trying to, she'd tell everybody about you. So it's not like nobody knew, but I do feel like she says she's sorry for not having that touch.
Right.
Yeah. Because even now, it's weird. Would you understand, like, I don't know. She just keeps showing me this blanket. So I don't know if you have a blanket from her or if you feel more comfortable when you're wrapped, like you need a blanket, because she keeps saying, like.
She was always blanket crazy, but I don't like blankets.
Well,
but blankets were
she wants to wrap you in a blanket. Let me tell you.
I don't like blankets.
Well, she wants to wrap you.
That's weird.
She wants to wrap you in a blanket.
Yeah, I don't think.
But she's like, let's just tuck him in.
Let's talk about Drew's mother. She would never do that.
No blankets for you?
No, no blankets for you.
No, you're going to sleep in the cold and you're going to like
it. My mom won't even come around.
But can I get more validation from
you?
Because I don't really...
well, I mean, you definitely with the music.
Uh-huh.
You were
that's
right,
pretty weird.
Was your dad right? a musician too?
My dad was a musician, and they met through music. Although it was an affair. It was a one night stand.
Yeah.
And you know, it was interesting when he was talking about that he made a choice to not be involved, and the only thing I can track to that. Is that he told me that my mother died in 1974 and I was seven. I was a little girl.
Oh, wow.
And I went to live with my aunt and my uncle. And when I did meet my biological father when I was 20, he told me that he had gone to my mother's funeral and that he had stayed across the street.
Wow.
And that he made a choice to not.
Yeah. See.
Go.
Wow.
And I actually, when I found that out, it pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why,
because what? I spent a whole lot of time wondering who he was,
and it's and
that was hard for me.
A little cowardly in some ways. Like you
I definitely
just
felt
up.
Like it was cowardly.
Yeah.
And then certainly when I met him, and discovered him to be, far from the Norwegian prince that I had fantasized him to be.
Yeah.
Although I got the Swedish part right. he wasn't exactly who I had dreamed him to be, and it was a tough relationship.
And
it wasn't a relationship I could have, so we didn't really know each other. But
yeah. Well, it just feels like it's hard. I know that feeling of a father, too, ironically.
And when I met him, he was very like, I love you, I love you,
yeah,
I love you.
But
and
it
I'm
was like, so
oh,
like,
my
you
God,
don't even
who
know
are
me.
You? You're a total stranger
you don't even
to
know me.
You know?
Yes,
I
really.
Couldn't really
relate.
Reciprocate. But I will say that I'm much prouder of him in
spirit.
Death
yes.
than I was in life.
Yeah.
And I have more... pride to be related to him now than I did then.
Yeah.
So.
You don't do any writing though, huh? Or you're musically gifted? Because I just keep wanting you to write and use your voice.
I wrote on my computer for a little while, but
it
got a little scary, so I just put it away and I haven't looked at it in a long time. So maybe in time.
And you're kind of busy. You have a life, you know, you've got to
right.
deal
I,
with.
I have all the excuses.
You're trying
in the
to do
world
all
to,
the
to me,
things
so.
That they didn't do for you as
I,
parents.
I always
right?
thought
for
of the Mamas and the Papas having a connection to the Beach Boys. Too.
Yeah, they do.
Is it just the music? Or
no,
were
it's the California it's, sound.
But
it's
weren't,
the,
they,
it's the,
weren't they overlapping? And then they
it's all
no
the,
each...
But it's all the Wrecking Crew.
It's all the Wrecking Crew.
Right.
There's your common denominator.
What's that?
Is
what
the
is
Wrecking
that?
Crew.
It's all the musicians played on both records.
Yeah.
It's the same bass player and drummer on all the songs.
Oh. Was that another family member in the band?
Who?
That worked in the
Wrecking
that were in
crew?
The crew.
No, the Wrecking Crew wasn't any relation to anybody in the band. They were just like the best studio musicians of that time. So they were the guys that were getting called to do all the biggest sessions. So.
Colby's like,
that's just so crazy. I mean, some of them like, that's so crazy, and some of them like, ah, man, I could have gotten more.
So Owen wanted to ask. She recently lost somebody else.
Oh, my mom's little brother died a couple of years ago. It was just a horrible.
Oh.
Her baby brother. And then I had this great dream. I mean, I've been taught or convinced myself that when you dream about somebody that's no longer here, that it's some kind of a visitation. It's some kind of a connection.
Okay. It depends on how the dream was. So do you want to hear?
There's never any speaking in
that's
any of
okay.
the dreams.
That's okay.
It's just a mental
connection. What about
connection.
Flying? Flying in the dream.
That's okay. But normally with the loved one, so if the dream feels like very peaceful and it feels very loving, that's a visitation.
Yeah.
If there's like an argument in it or
oh, I've
tension,
never had any of the arguments.
Okay, but if you do that, that's you trying to work something out in your own conscious with that person who is
right.
now in spirit. Like maybe there's something unresolved. But when
right.
it's really loving and you wake up and you remember every part of it, that's a visitation.
Oh, then yeah, definitely.
That's a visitation. I wondered, did those names match? I gave her two names yesterday. Does somebody know a Jack or a B, a Bert or Brett, something like that?
Yeah, Jack and Bert. Remember you came up with Jack was your husband?
My husband's name is Jack.
Oh, that's so weird. How crazy.
And then also
is
his
that?
Father's Jack.
And my
and grandfather.
That is so weird.
Jack's
so
on both sides.
He broke my pool system, right? That
but who is Bert? You don't know a Bert or a
I don't
B?
Have a Bert.
B-R.
Well, Drew has a Bert.
I'm
not in spirit.
Not in spirit.
I have a Jack, too.
He has a Jack, too, in spirit.
What about in dreams if you're flying with the dead person? If the dead person comes to you and you fly around with them, what does that mean?
Usually means they're probably trying to show you something.
Yes.
They're probably trying to say, hey, look at this. Let me show you this. Almost like carry you out of where you are. So, you know, that may happen if you're feeling stuck, or it may happen when you feel really lost and I feel like they're saying, hey, I'm with you. Let me show you this.
Drew, what's your interpretation of flying with somebody in a dream?
I don't have one.
You know? You usually have good interpretation.
I mean, I always feel like it's a feeling that you can get from the person. They'll kind of tell you what the feeling was that they were having when they were flying. And again, it's sort of freedom and stuff like that.
Yeah. But just when my dad died, my grandpa who raised me, I had this dream where he just came to me, didn't talk. He said, come on, Bobby. And then we just flew. I had to hold his arm. We just flew out over our old house in the desert. And then we flew over L.A. and went to his business. We went to my elementary school.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And then I don't remember after that.
What a great dream.
We just went flying around.
Sounds like a great dream.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wrap it up.
That's awesome.
I used to dream that I flew all the time when I was a kid.
Oh, that you could fly?
Oh, yeah. I could fly.
Well, now, I used to do a lot of soaring when I was a kid. Now I do a lot of flapping. Now I'm trying to stay in the air.
And our dreams and spirit world connected.
They are. It just, again, I think it depends on the kind of dream. So,
the kind of feeling you have
in
the dream.
Yeah, the kind of like what is going on in the dream. Because I think so many dreams, I think dreams can be a few things. One is they literally could be us trying to work something out, either in our own life or with that loved one, right? They could be a premonition. Like, and that's why you should write down your dreams if you remember them. Write them down and put a date, because you could be having a premonition about something. Or it could be an actual visitation from that loved one.
See, I think that my uncle did visit me in this dream.
Yeah.
I had this great dream. It was just, I was walking down a road, and just, I don't know where the hell I was going, just going somewhere. And I passed something on the side of the road and walked like 40 feet more and stopped. Went, oh, shit, that was Uncle Joe in the car. And I turned around, and there's my Uncle Joe sitting in this VW Bug that he used to love. with this big old grin on his face.
The one
and
you
I
saw.
Thought, oh, shit, man.
Oh, yeah. I saw big. I said something. Oh, so he was probably. So that's actually a really good point. That's remember when I said a V? I said something about the
van.
Yeah, but the V.
Oh, it's a Volkswagen. You didn't say bug, but it was Volkswagen van. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I bet you your mom was trying to also say. I bet you.
He's with me.
Yeah,
he's
but I bet me. You. I just wasn't slowing down enough to kind of go. Oh, wait a second. Someone else is here. Wait a second. Like I. So yep. I bet you. But I gotta tell
but
you.
But I love that stuff, especially if you feel good from it. You know.
Yeah, there's. To me, too, there's just, like, no coincidence. Like, just certain right. things, like, they're happening and you're seeing things and they're repetitious for a reason. Or, but there has, that Bert, it's, maybe I'm getting it his name mixed up, but there is just something.
Well, Jack could be Joe, too, right?
No, it
no,
was
Jack.
No, Jack
is John. Jack is a nickname for John.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Not.
That's
no,
right. That's
but,
right.
And her husband is Jack, so that's fine.
So
but
60s.
There's, there's I'd love to just Bert. Look to see a Bert or a Brian.
Well, Brian is the
and it's definitely a male mm-hmm. name that you're going for.
It felt very male. Yeah, it doesn't feel feminine to me.
I can't.
It's driving me nuts. It's gonna drive me. You don't know Bert, huh? Just checking.
A dead Bert.
I know it's such an odd name.
Well, I'm wondering if it's some version of one of the Jewish male names.
It's got to be. There's got to be. It feels so connected to
my mom's side.
Oh, or even a Bernie. But like a, it's something like that. It's something weird like that. Bert and Ernie, right? Bert
yeah,
and
Bernie.
Ernie. So Bernie. There's got to be. There's got to be something. I know you're gonna
Bubby?
See.
Bubby.
Who's
not
Bubby?
Bubby is a girl, but that'd be
no.
my grandmother.
No, this is a male.
That's
that
a New York
name?
City Jewish grandmother's name.
No.
Well, my father was Chuck, so that's not it.
But it could be a so you have to think of their middle names, too, just in case, because it could be a middle name.
What's your grandfather's name?
Philip Zachary.
Yeah,
what the
not
hell? What kind of Jewish name is that?
Philip Zachary and...
American.
Yeah.
Chuck Wayne was my birth father.
Huh. No. It will come. It's got to come because otherwise I'm crazy. We can't have that.
The only Bert we know is alive. Thank God.
Robert. Robert.
Robert.
But you're alive.
That's my name.
Yeah. Do you have a... Is there a male in spirit with the same name?
Yeah, my uncle, Robert. Bob.
But they called him Bob.
Bob, yeah.
No one called him Bert.
No.
Nope, I'm not going to make it.
Sorry.
Fit.
Bert's just some random ghost out of my pool, killing my pool system, as usual.
It's got to be
thank
something.
Thank you, Bert.
Almost like a...
Now go away.
I know it's got to be something like that, because it's almost like a Bert Reynolds, which, thank goodness, he's alive, but...
Yeah.
Have you seen him lately?
Oh. He's playing. Have you seen what he's playing? He's playing Spawn in the Spawn Ranch in the movie of that Quentin Tarantino's making.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that movie. It doesn't
apparently
sound
it's not as bad
good.
As what you know.
Sorry, Bert.
Because Tarantino talked to Tate. About it, and she kind of realized it's not just about the man.
Oh, yeah, we actually know we know Sharon's sister.
Yeah, Deborah Tate.
Deborah Tate. And,
she talked to Quentin.
No, Deborah's now signed up for it. She's on board.
Yeah.
Now.
You met Deborah.
I did. We did an episode with her.
We had to be careful.
There's
though,
a movie
going to
be made about this era that we were talking about.
Well, I always worry about my mom being involved in that movie because of the fact that we were supposed to be there on the afternoon of the Manson murders.
Right.
Is she going to be portrayed in the film? Do we know?
Let's
we
hope
don't know.
Not.
Well, no, I think it's
centered. Certain amount of public domain.
It looks like it's a lot of stories of Hollywood and Laurel Canyon. Following Burt Reynolds type actor, and then the Manson thing and the music stuff
is in the background.
Let me just say, when you said I saved your life, it made me wonder if his mom was supposed to go over there that day or something to the Tate house.
Well, it was three years later, though.
That was way later.
Because if our dates are correct, my mom was either pregnant with me or had a newborn at home around the time that his mom found her on the they found each other or whatever.
Living up, yeah, whatever.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
Whatever the connection that made.
A secret, Colby. It was a secret.
Whatever it is.
You're
whatever.
Here to decipher this. We have to have some closure.
But
here.
You can't. You have to. You can't. It's not fair.
No.
There has to be integrity.
No, I get it. I get it. So. You can tell.
Oh, my God. That stuff that you were talking about, my half-sister, about she died in a car accident. She died in 2008.
Yeah.
In a drunk driving car accident. She was a bartender. She had taken up with this young guy who was a busboy, and she was too drunk to drive, and she gave him her car keys, and he walked away, and she didn't.
Wow.
And her kids were, Jesse and Jake were, I mean, I guess Jesse was 14, Jake was 10.
Where was that, here in L.A.?
No, in Portland, in Oregon.
Wow.
And I searched for them for years. I couldn't find them for years.
How is it your half-sister?
She is the daughter of my biological father.
Oh, wow.
He was married before.
Before?
Before he had met my mom, yeah.
Wow.
Is he a famous musician?
He was. This is why I'm kind of more proud of him in death rather than in life. But he was a left-handed guitar player, and he... wrote and played the intro of Secret Agent Man, the Johnny Rivers song.
Huh. Oh, that's a good song.
And then he very famously occupied like stool number 4 at the bar in Fairfax, California.
Huh. Oh, yeah, but and he showed the drinking.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently he liked his
drinks. He did, and came from a long line of them, too, in Illinois.
Huh.
Well, does this help? Does it give you like some more closure and help you?
Yes. There's been so much crap in my life. I could use all the closure I can get.
You know, do you anything about her gravesite? Last time it was a lot about that. Colby?
Oh, Mama's.
What from your from her standpoint?
She didn't really show it to me, to be honest.
It was kind of benign. I mean, she was buried in 2 different places. So that
I feel like...
2 different places? How do you do that?
Well, it's different times.
Divide and conquer, Susan.
You move from one location to another. She was a traveler, my mother.
Well,
she was a traveler.
travels in death.
I feel like, though, you know, the spirit doesn't have an attachment to kind of where they're buried, right? Yeah. Because they don't
It's
need
really
it.
For us.
Yeah,
it's really
and it feels
us.
Like, it just feels though, I get a sense of peace around this. So maybe that second location is more in a, I don't know if it's a hometown, but more of this is what she does. So it just feels
more spiritual,
peaceful.
Does my mom like where she's buried?
Peaceful.
I
go there more often than I would have had it not had her location not. She was cremated.
Yeah,
I would never have
parts of her. So
the
last
parts didn't conquer. Stay behind.
So the last time you were on the show, you had just visited her grave.
Right, and I had found all this. I had found like some little items that were left there that was kind of nice. And,
yeah.
On the previous podcast, she talks about that.
Oh, she did. But yeah, she didn't really. Well, maybe that's why, though, because she had already talked about it.
Right?
Yeah, she had already talked about it.
It's an odd thing. I think that, you know, those places really are more for us than
but
for
them. But
that's
okay.
Right?
They'll know that. Well, the thing is for them, they will see what was kind of done for them, and that makes them feel good.
Right.
And but it just feels like there's something with more meaning, or at least has more meaning to her, and I feel like that she appreciates.
Well,
I'm just gonna be really weird
sure,
here,
please.
Though.
I'm just as strange.
You don't have so I know the ashes, but you didn't keep any. There's not a third place, a third separate, because she says there's 3.
No.
Huh. You don't have something else? You sure? Well, I don't want to tell you. I mean.
Well, no. She was buried in one location.
Yeah.
And then her remains were brought to California, and then they were interred in California here.
She gives me something that
you. Somebody stole some.
No. She gives me a feeling that you've got something.
I have a lot of her jewelry. I have a lot of her possessions.
You've got there's two things in particular. One is definitely a ring. I feel like you've got must got a
so
ring.
So funny, I almost put that ring on today and I didn't put it on.
She shows me a ring. There's also something where I feel like it may be a locket or something where she would keep something in it. So I feel like there's
something she would
so
keep
look at the yeah.
How about her gravesite?
I have, I mean, I have like her old stash boxes and all kinds
doesn't
of.
Doesn't she
weird...
have a thing in her gravesite where people put things?
Oh yeah, there was flowers there when I was there last time, and I hadn't put them there.
Okay, no, she says this is something you've got. So when you go home, look at what you've got because it makes me feel like this is. I mean,
something
well,
you put something in, like a locket.
Like a locket. Yeah, a locket or.
Or a box.
Yeah, it definitely opens and closes, but it makes me feel like there's some. It's got some personal stuff inside of it, and even a stone. Like it feels like a really unique stone.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna see when you get home.
I will. I'll look. I mean, the collection of her jewelry that I have is very strange. It's very rooted in 60s and weird rocks.
There's got to be, yeah, look at the one. It's, it makes, I don't know the name of the stone, but
it's not a precious stone.
No, it's not a precious stone. It's more of like a, it almost feels like it's got some flecks in it, may have some green in it. And I feel like she's showing this.
Oh. Is it an opal?
It definitely has flecks in it.
What do you mean? Yeah, flecks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like an opal would have flecks of color in it.
If you look at it, it's got some
I have
green
a very
in it.
Large opal ring of
like
hers.
This. See?
Yeah, it's huge. Okay. It's like...
Maybe there's...
If I had to guess carat weight, it would probably be 20.
Oh,
20
wow.
Carats.
That is
it's,
big.
It's big. Okay. And it has, and it has
and
a
you're
little...
You're saying it opens?
Well, she kept saying she kept doing.
She's
this.
Doing this, and the so, stone like you, is so large,
so
that it, you could do this and touch it. It's wow. very
yeah.
It's,
so even though I'm interpreting it as, but it feels
yeah,
like
no,
it's this.
Yeah, no, it's a big, smooth, beautiful opal.
It was the 60s.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I wish I don't you know I don't know enough. About so I'm sorry that I don't know enough about it to be like oh and you know
no,
to
it's,
connect
it's
more,
really interesting because
to see what comes forward but I love that the and it's really interesting that the sister because it's interesting that she referred to herself as sister and it's interesting that she came forward
well
I
really
think she
got
came in for it first
I'm
right?
sure she did I mean I really got connected with her two kids in the last few years
yeah
oh, that's
and
nice.
Since
Makes
Jessica had the baby
mm-hmm.
You know, I just got more involved and felt like I needed to be more
it's
involved.
It's really, so. I can, I know that makes them all feel good. It even makes your mom feel good, to be honest. So.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good thing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, that was nice. I hope.
Yeah. Do you have a cross tattoo?
Cross? Yeah.
You do have a cross tattoo?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Huh.
Right.
Why?
Because his mom said he's got a cross tattoo. And so what happened is his mom said he's got a cross tattoo. My logical mind said, there is no way this man's got a cross. I know.
Oh, no.
And then you do. But you must not be super, maybe super religious.
No,
but...
I'm with Drew on that. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
so, well, there we go.
I think you did a great job, and I hope
Thank
this
you.
Was educational
nice.
For those
yeah,
who have never experienced the psychic yeah. mediumship experience like we have. But Drew, do you have any questions for Colby?
Susan seems to want to hear from my mom.
Well, you know, it's interesting because your mom. Definitely was around the I mean, your mom is around. Do you
the
wanna?
Other day,
But do you wanna or?
Yeah.
It's such a different like these two women were like so opposite. It feels like even though they both had stature, they just feel like they were such different types. Like knowing
absolutely
knowing her and then tuning into your like it's so. It is you know, and I mean this with so much love. But there's like this, I know that movie Mommy Dearest and a Joan Crawford, and it's almost a sense of...
Just so you know, I've told Susan when we watched the Mommy Dearest film,
I said,
that's what I grew up with.
That, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Well,
and when I grew up, I thought my mother, I thought they had developed the character. Well, keep... What other ones?
Okay,
other characters?
Right. So it just...
Are there other characters besides
Mommy
Dearest?
Might as well talk to all the
mamas.
Get them all out of the way.
Get everyone's mom.
Yeah, don't worry about mine.
No, it just... It gave me this feeling of... there's this almost this body language that I feel like is the thing. It's almost like
proper.
You know, yeah, proper, but almost, I don't know, snooty's not the right word. Stuffy, just this.
Affectations.
Just this, you know?
Affected.
Okay, yeah, I guess. I don't know. She gives me this feeling of really wanting quality. It's like everything had to be the best, it feels like. And even if it, like, she had to make people think it was the best. So even if it kind of wasn't behind the scenes, she wants people to think it was the best. And there is just this feeling where there's a little bit of a detachment, like maybe not the most nurturing. So there's a little bit, obviously, if we're talking about Mommy Dearest.
She used to be very picky about dinner.
But there's just this feeling of, yeah, there's just this feeling of separation, at least at this time. And she gives me this feeling, too, of like not wanting to give it energy. Like, it's almost, I think having, it was, I don't know. It's almost like it's almost like you impacted her mojo. A bit, and I think that
got in the way,
and I did, yeah. I mean, but you know, obviously, there's a different point of view now, right? And I feel like but I feel like I just feel like there's a sense of it's okay to say this, Drew.
Sure,
I'm gonna go to my grave.
With my makeup on?
Yeah, well...
No, tell me.
Yeah, it's like, I'm gonna go to my grave thinking in my mind that I was a great parent.
Oh, sure.
It's almost like she wasn't fully... She wasn't really aware that... Like, because in her mind... Like, she wasn't willing to look at it. She wasn't willing to face it. We're just gonna pretend.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just gonna
types never are.
We're just gonna put up the mirrors.
Yeah.
And I feel like
totally different.
There's a sense where she loves herself more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only know because she kissed a mirror. So I don't know if there's a scene in a movie where someone kisses a mirror or bright red lipstick, but she kisses a mirror. So, mwah, like this.
What movie was that?
I don't know. And then she also shows me a
Sleeping Beauty.
So is there a connection to a rose in the family, the name Rose that you know of?
Yes, there's some roses, yeah.
Oh, okay, because she connects to a rose.
I don't know if Rose is still alive or not, but it's a rose.
Yes, Rose.
Okay. She connects, she lets me know about a rose. She also gives me this feeling where she always felt like she always felt like the world was against her. Like she just feels like injustice. Like, you know what I mean? There's a sense of that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that just comes from her being, feeling like she should be entitled.
Does she even want to be here right now?
No, she does, but it's almost like...
She wants to be in the show.
It's almost like this is about me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's how
and
she acted.
It's like this. And so I almost feel like, what do you want to ask me, darling? Like, I almost feel like that's the kind of sense I
she
get
had a very
from
strong
her.
Personality.
It's
but...
very, but it's... but it's very... It's almost an image, though. We have to have an image. Mm-hmm. So she's so tied to this image that she's not willing to be open enough to say, oh my goodness, I see how precious you are. Like, I don't think she's going to tell him he's precious.
No, never. I tell him he's precious all the time, though.
But there's a, there is this feeling, too, of...
I loved Helene. But I loved her personality.
There is just this feeling, too, of... Do you have a portrait of her? Was there a portrait done of her or artwork that your mom really liked? I just saw artwork. Does somebody have artwork that is your mom's?
We have some.
Oh, that's her mom? Yes.
But she used to do a lot of sculpting.
Okay. Because she says they've got my... She says...
Yeah, we've got her art.
Artwork. Mm-hmm. Well, she calls it artwork. She didn't say art. Artwork.
I'll show you the one that I think she's probably thinking about.
Okay. She You'd like it. She gives me that. She gives me a sense, too, of... I gotta say, though, it's weird. This is really weird, unless I'm picking up on someone else's parent. She wants things to look organized, but it feels like behind the scenes, things are very unorganized. Almost like cluttered. Almost a sense of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is there a ton of, like, things are messy behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah. We had to clear out the
house.
And
it feels like she's got, like... I can't, not a hoarder. That's
she wasn't
not the
a hoarder.
Right word,
she just liked to save
it's
stuff.
It's messy. Like magazines are up, books, lots of books.
Oh, yes.
I feel
tons
like are all around. Lots of old stuff.
Yes.
Even shoes. Like the shoes are real.
Yeah.
She didn't really throw them
old.
Out. Yeah. They feel like they're really old as well. And then she gives me, you know, she had to have had a pearl set.
Probably.
Did one of you have a sister, right?
Yeah.
Did one of your sisters get a pearl set?
Probably.
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, she got all the jewelry. Yeah.
There's a pearl set she got.
I hope.
What?
Yeah. She just, I mean, I think there's like, she's a larger than life
she
person.
She wanted us to have all these things.
Just like a larger than life personality to her.
And any other than Mommy Dearest, any other things from that era that you sort of can identify as like her?
Honestly, like who's the lady? Not Marilyn Monroe. There's another lady that Marilyn kind of. It was there's another lady. It's like this lady, but not Marilyn Monroe.
But that whole era.
Yeah, but there's a lady. Who
Jane Mansfield?
Thank you.
James
she
Mansfield?
Died in a who's
car the, accident.
Yes, yeah. That her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a connection to a name Jane in the family as well? Can I ask?
A name change for her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Her real name's Eleanor.
How's that, Jane?
It's not Helene. It's Eleanor.
Oh, I thought you said the name Jane.
Oh, the name. I thought you said name change.
I said name Jane.
Oh, name Jane.
My sister's name is Jane, but she's alive.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, no Janes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They had a friend named Jane. It was one of their best friends.
They're probably dead, too.
Yep, dead.
But, you know, God bless her.
But I thought they had developed the character in 101 Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil, after my mother.
Yeah.
I thought that was... I literally thought...
You?
As a three-year-old, I thought, oh, my God.
That's
there it is.
You know, it's interesting.
I was three!
But even... It's interesting because even that kind of language she was doing was like
that.
Yeah, but just
affectations.
This, but there's that Jane Mansfield is very interesting because it's like that. So I wonder if
she was sexy. She was very sexy.
I wonder
bombshell.
If they kind of looked alike.
Yes,
though.
Total bombshell, sexy.
I wonder. Yeah, it's,
but smart.
But she
and she was an actress too. So
she just. Was she a dancer too, though? Because she shows me more dancing.
I mean, she did some, but not.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did they do musicals?
She's an opera singer.
Thank you. There you go. There had to have been something.
She was really brilliant. Good singer.
Yeah, she was.
But it
was
all about the show.
Yeah, but she was a
like,
I love
until
this,
the
but
end,
a
she
ruthless
had to have makeup on when she went
a
to the
woman's
doctor.
Body.
Wow.
A what? What did you say it again?
A ruthless man inside a woman's body.
Like, you know, like business-wise.
She's shaking his head up and down.
Business-wise.
Yeah, sure
and how, like, if she just, if she needed to make a decision, that is it. Like, she wasn't going to go back. She wasn't going to go back and forth. This is
did
it.
Did she have any secrets around those kinds of decisions? Not that she would
go again
not
with
that she
the
would,
lesbian stuff.
No, no, no. It's not
right.
that.
The secrets. It's all
not
about
that she
the
would
secrets.
Even tell you now. She wouldn't even tell you now, probably. That's how.
Now, I just feel like there is a sense of, I don't know. There's definitely a sense of detachment. So,
yeah.
But I do feel like she's coming around more, though, to kind of maybe be more understood. Mm-hmm. Maybe to kind of say, hey, you know, I'm trying to come around now. So I feel like there is a sense of like wanting to let you know that, you know, she is stepping forward more for you. And she's wanting to love you.
That's the best piece of information all day.
Now that she's
dead,
she's
wish, wanting to
she
love
could.
Mom.
She's wishing she
oh, that's
oh,
so
God
good.
Bless you, Colby.
Thank God I did therapy for 11 years. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But I love that woman.
She is.
She had a great sense of humor, too.
She's just a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and she was.
I don't know. I just don't feel like she wants to apologize for who she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's like, listen, we got what we got because of who I was.
That's true.
And I feel like, you know, I think if anything, she wanted more of it.
She was a tiger mom.
More being affected. More show.
Yeah. I feel like she would have wanted to do that more or longer.
For herself, yes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe this whole family thing is... Mm-hmm. You know, it was a bit of a...
It's actually correct.
It was a bit of a monkey wrench in her plan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was.
100%.
She had to quit.
I mean,
she had to quit working.
I feel like...
And Susan picked up on that more.
I feel like she's just who she is. And this is like, she doesn't want
to
make
apologies. I think it sucks that she had to quit working because of you. I think your dad had a lot to do with it. And I think that she was always angry. And she needed to be herself. And if it was... Today,
so I think the reason she stopped there was more of the story before.
Right. There was a story and secrets, and we did a whole podcast on that.
And she wouldn't, and she wouldn't cop to it, even though it came through. The secret came through.
Her ex-husband came through on both shows, and she denied it both times, and she still doesn't want to talk about it. Right, Helene?
Well, it's more...
It was bad.
No,
it was a
she's
got to
kind of protect everything.
Yeah. She had to be perfect, and... Pasadena's eyes, and maybe she loved your dad, or maybe I don't know, but she sure she had you were an extension of her.
You literally look 11 years old right now.
Oh, is that right? That's fascinating.
It's hard because you know, you
Colby's
think
doing
mother,
that,
and she's still.
I do that to all the men. I
love that she's still a bitch in the afterlife.
I can't. Yeah, I don't. You can't say she's that. I mean,
oh no, she was. Make no mistake about
like
it.
She's
probably laughing right now too.
I feel like,
trust me.
Well, I feel like she's misunderstood. She says.
Yeah,
there
right.
you go.
I always understood her.
So,
oh, I'm sorry, honey. You can be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not new. It's not new information. Bob, for Bob, it is evidently.
Well, but apparently, she still has no regrets about it.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I know. But to be honest, I think you know
she's a powerful woman. She's a
feminist.
Yeah,
I think she. But again, that doesn't.
She to me, she reminds me. Bob, do you ever see the movie? Do you see Mad Men, the series?
Yeah.
Don Draper.
Yeah.
She's like a female Don Draper.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know that, but it's like. You know, this was just her life. Like this is it, and I don't really.
She had a stepson for 10 years, and one day went, "I'm leaving. never spoke to him again.
Right. Taking care of business.
Yeah, I just...
Right. And he kept it a secret, the whole marriage.
Yeah, but I don't... I, right, like I said, though,
I don't even know if your dad knew.
But you're the one that helped me realize, well, that's just what people did in the 50s,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, no, I did. I understand that. I understand that.
Because he's the one that made me realize about what my mom went through. Having
what her decision.
Getting pregnant at 14.
No, 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 I'm
having
sympathetic.
Me at 15.
Yeah,
and
we kept it a secret,
that.
Too.
I kept it a secret for her.
We did not say...
No, I did, because I thought if she... That was important to her.
She took it to her grave.
How'd you find out about it?
The stepson's daughter contacted me once at a. We found out she was married before because it was on a website dedicated to her. And a friend of mine was looking at the website. Oh, look at her! Is her previous husband? I go, previous husband. I was 45 years old. I go, and my first thought was, does somebody owe me some money? He was a silent film star. Oh, very big silent film star.
What's his name?
Harlan Williams?
Kenneth
like
Harlan.
Kenneth Harlan. Huh. And she was the fifth wife. Mm-hmm. He was my age when he married her at 18.
Wow.
Look how sick that is. So running away
That's
from something.
20s, Drew. Yeah. Come on.
No, she was running away from something, clearly. Something bad.
It was the 40s.
Yeah.
Who knows what. I mean, nasty. It had to have been something. Bad.
And then there was abuse, apparently.
Yeah, some abuse.
I just, she doesn't
You would
follow.
Like her, Colby.
I think I'd,
you would love her.
I think I would because, I like her. I like that she is strong. She knows what, I mean, you know, she's missing a little nurturing chip, but that's all right. That's just, you know, it's.
Drew's laughing.
I think she did so many other things, and
she did.
I do.
She was a wonderful person. She
I
was
really
very creative.
Feel like you have to like look at it. She wasn't meant for an ordinary life.
Yes, that's true.
And she. Ended up sucking it up and doing
sacrificed
that.
Sacrificed for you.
Yeah, and I feel like for her, it was a bottled light, and she felt bottled.
That's interesting.
And I have the similar experience with my mother, too, so that's probably why we get along.
And for her, she felt like that was how she was showing you love. Look what I gave up for you.
Right.
Interesting.
And so for her, she's like, what else
totally
do you want from
nailed
me?
That
not
one.
An uncommon, not an uncommon
what,
story.
What a mother on top of all that?
I know, can you imagine? So I was giving a Corolla. I went up to Santa Barbara. This woman came up to me in a wheelchair. She goes, I have to give you an amends for my grandfather. And I go, really? And she was the granddaughter of this guy that was her first husband. Mm-hmm. And so I called her father, who was a retired dentist up in Northern California, who was the stepson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he told me about all their crazy parties. And
wow.
Things.
Well, so there, you must come
and
across
and that she used to hang out with
the
Beverly Hills
time,
hillbillies.
Right?
You
Granny.
Do. You do.
And
come.
That's what they want to get. I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh. You want to hear the craziest one I ever got? Probably crazy. It is pretty crazy. So there's this. Okay. So real quick, I'll just tell you and then we'll. But there was this girl comes in, lady comes in, and it was her. She was an older lady, so I believe that this was her dad, if I remember correctly.
Ooh, I'm having the cold fingertip thing you get.
Are you? But,
well, it airs
see?
On.
But
no, I don't. It's not something I experienced.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, right?
Maybe your mom's trying to hug you.
So she's like, just give me a kiss, honey. But her nails were always done, your mom, because she shows me. She must have liked red nail polish. Okay, sorry. On. So story with this guy. So he was, and I says, oh, and he really loves his wife, and they were married all these years, and they were the only ones. She's like, yes, and yes. Then all of a sudden, he shows me a rainbow, like a rainbow flag. And I'm like, And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, well, he really likes dancing. She goes, yes. I says, in nightclubs, yes. And I says, well, I'm getting it. She goes, say it. And I go, no, no, say it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what is she? I says, yes, he loves your mom, and you got to know. Say it. I says, he was also gay. She goes, I know. And so they were married all these years and stayed married all these years. He came out to his wife a few years as they were older, a few years before they passed away. They were like in their 80s at this point. He came out to his wife. she stayed with him. And it wasn't until after she passed away that he then told his children. Oh. And then so that he did come. But I'm sitting, you can imagine. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I could cause some major yes. trauma here. Like, I got to tiptoe lightly. But yes. that was really a
Well, that's what we love about
that
you.
That was a fun one.
She's not going to step on your life. And
oh, I don't want to ruin anyone's
no,
life.
No, that's not
know?
What this is all about. You guys it's are very about- open to the truth, but not everybody wants to hear that stuff.
Well, you can't create damage, especially when there's not like validation.
Yeah,
and I think that
has to be forgiven.
You know, right? We could say a lot of things that we may, but having that validation, I believe, is really
and
important.
You know what? Colby does this full time. She's amazing, and she's. You know, if anybody wants a psychic reading, obviously.
Yeah, my wife does. So,
so here we go.
Yeah. And
I can tell you anything about her.
Texting right now.
Nothing right now.
She has a great podcast, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's Live with Colby Rebel.
And where are you in LA? Where?
I am in Westwood. So, right by UCLA, okay. I have an office. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can go to
We'll be seeing
Rebel,
you. You're
going to
know nothing about it.
Just ColbyRebel.com.
Colby, yeah, she keeps
just
changing.
Just ColbyRebel.com. Super easy.
Yeah. And
no
she's,
more coffee with Colby?
Get ready.
Oh, I do coffee
Get
with
ready because there's secrets that only I know.
Uh-oh.
You better.
And she was trained by Lisa Williams, mm-hmm. who did the original reading for Mac.
Mackenzie right, Phillips.
Right. And brought through your mother,
yep.
obviously. She yep. was there. And then also...
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Danny
so
and John.
She got the ball rolling with
crazy.
The mamas and the papas.
Wow.
She was writing these names. I was there in the room. She was writing
Oh,
names
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when I came before, Danny and John came through in that reading as well.
Yes. Wow. But the father, her father came through and told her that she needed to pull the music out from under the bed and write music and create and everything. And now Max on Orange is the New Black. So
Yay!
She's creating. She's not, I don't know if she's writing music, but.
How awesome.
She's creating.
But he was sure. like, he apologized to her and it was like, it was really emotional and kind of freaky. But that was one
before
of the first.
Before her book. It was before the book.
That was out. When I first started with Lisa
the
Williams.
Yeah, it was before the book. I didn't really
wow.
know.
And then I met you
ago.
Probably.
Glad I wasn't there.
A year later.
It was
yeah, about a year later.
So
yeah.
she,
that's a little too much.
Colby sort of took over Lisa Williams' spiritual masterclass here in LA, and she teaches clairvoyants how to become, you know, better psychics.
Yeah, it's yeah. Lisa runs a summit, so she does a summit, and I'm lucky to be one of the master teachers of it. Mm-hmm. So,
and you go to Lilydale.
I just got back from Lilydale. Oh, got yeah. to hang out with her and see
so
her.
They're all friends, and
yes.
So we brought the.
Jennifer you know. Schaefer, too. Jennifer yes. Schaefer was in Lilydale when I was there.
Oh, my God. So, but anyways, that's if anybody wants to get a psychic reading from Colby, this is
thank
your
you.
Opportunity to see firsthand what she does.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming
you,
in.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For
doing
having
two
me.
Shows,
Thanks for
two and a half shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Yes,
so
thank
much
you.
For being
thank you, guys.
This.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we
saw Drew be an 11-year-old boy.
I know. I
that
know.
Made it all worth it.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Hey, everyone. Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com, and this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also, we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants. Calling.